like 13 and the guy is like 13 again, or like there's just like young people 13, 12, stuff like that. It's bad, it's very bad, but I'm saying to a certain extent it's more or less better than when you find that a young boy is in a relationship with somebody who's like 19 and he's like 15. How did you even manage to convince her to be your girlfriend? We have such stories. We have stories where a girl is 15 and dating a 24-year-old. Like, bro, how did you, like, what happened? Anyway, we have a call. Let's pick this call. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam. How are you?
I'm very fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Kindly speak up.
You are speaking to my speaker, Joby.
Okay, sir. What's your contribution?
My contribution over the issue on the table is that, you know, what is causing all this problem rising among children or teenagers is because of they've got more freedom, much freedom than needed, whereby it's different from the way it was in the past, in those past days, whereby a woman on a left mapanga and other fish they had that power ya for someone or whatever. Number Ulea Quista in Ochita or Ulea Quista, all of where Okokoleo, you must come at this particular time. But nowadays you find that woman anga mapanga and Alisa Pashta, Eo Alefwaya. He or she is the one who is telling parents the time to come at home. Then the other thing is, these human rights which have come whereby a parent is given ukuma umwana, can't do anything pamwana, it's the very same thing that are contributing to all these things. Because in our generation nowadays, even abana, most of us abana ngabana abakashana, even a few for what human umkashana go back to open. Unless it's at a aquatic mukumba the aquatic woman. All those things are coming from more freedom that they are having.
Thank you so much. Okay, you believe there's too much freedom. Young people have too much freedom. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
My name is Nguni Yusuf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling you from Ndola.
Okay, sir.
Yo, the problem here, when I'm going to come back, I'm going to go. Like my brother, when I took it to come back, I spent his okula, I'm going to go to Nyumba. I'm going to go to Nyumba. And I'm going to go to Chita. But no, you won't go anywhere. Make sure you won't go. But nowadays, mwana, as I was a man, you are getting in the class, so it was a fourth of an end which the mwana was under the chan. Mwana?
Hmm.
You don't get the mwana which is as a ziva. Mwana? So, now I'm in my media, Bura Komanja, my phone, it's a contribute to Konungavan. My phone, maybe, it's in Wakambaka to mwana, well, sense of phone. Afunika pa maezi ya so maa zape za timwana alina 9 yezi 14 yezi ana smartphone bonse havi wana maa wana ka
mm.
So ndi terengisa vana kuono ngeka na makono matestano they don't know where vana kwenye waenda mkusovera vene wachita mwana kalaira tinaenda kumzanga yendo gona kumzanga they won't find out kuti zoo naenda kumzanga kwenye naendo gona waenda kuti mayona.
Yes sir.
So vija vwonsi vima chita contribute kuri ya babana wama dezi wano zape zati makolo futu sivafu na kutita find vazo na kutumwana enda kuti haendo chita chani kozi fene wenzo funsa wendo chita chani enda kuri wangu make sure kasuweko jazazi watu wali kuri wanko waki na wanko wako nwa si jeswazafuna ati mchoke pa nyumba na kazi enuwa kumuende somewhere. No, you be home the whole day na madezi unabuendira kuja wazazi watu aliche pa nyumba. I am a desi and a zaga mazeva tunaenda kuri kafini hasa kuri boyfriend. Mwaona?
Inye kumbuja ya
problem. Problem hili po ni ma phone ya mina na makolo isi skizi wa wino wa enda wana kamba tunaenda kwa so after fall up what is what can I end it. So
all right, thank you so much for calling. Oof. So parenting, it goes back to parenting. So it's the parents now which have to, who like have to step up, because if we are saying as when we were growing up our mothers used to do this, then why are we not doing the same thing? We should at least try to raise them the same way that we were raised. Of course it's going to be different because we have a whole different environment, but anyway, let's take this call. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. How are you doing? Tell me your name, ma'am. Mrs. Mwanza from Kabwe.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Tell me your contribution.
Kutumu kashana wamu kumanya mtauni, mwana wavane bawe, wamu kumanya mtauni, wamu nenefu afwele. So wava nunanda wa chatimayo, lande niko na uyomu kashana, mwene nefu afwele. Ule mito shio mwana, awe shuwa kwa tafumi nepanga ndapali vanyina. So hawa anashinonshiku na hawa shupa, hawa kashana, na hawa shupa, emi fualile, emi chitile tintu, awe tachile wama na ukuwamu.
So, what can we do to help the situation?
Kai tabale ufwa baba mtare chabo nawo.
Okay.
Yeah. Na ngunga mkumanya mtau nunga mwela hii ni kwa hile kushani wawo wa mayo epa mfumine panga ndatapali wa mayo imwani mamu nganjeva namba kutu wa mwela ishi panta resa mku kwa suke kintisa kwa jiwasuwa na kuchita understand na we mungu batu lepa huku mkontrola kwa mwana namba awe mandi na chishu upamwe.
Natotea. Okay, so generations are different, and because of that, in as much as it's ideal to emulate how we were raised, I'm emphasizing that one. Yes, as we were little older, we were raised by differently. Of course, it's something that we want to repeat. It's something that we want to, you know, show like the same path we grew up in. Obviously, trying to emulate the good parts. We may want to do that, but then because there's a different environment altogether, different ideas, different set of information that people have. So we may try to correct, but because of those variations, it's difficult. Hello, caller.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Tell me your name and where you're calling me from.
This is Leia calling you from Lusaka.
All right, go ahead with your contribution.
Yes, so my contribution is, number one, these are children that we're talking about. Children are dependent on adults in terms of health, in terms of morals. But when you see how also the adults are behaving in our society, the same adults that were raised in the 70s, 80s, they're the ones that are preying on the children. They're the ones that are buying phones for the children. They're the ones that are, you know, encouraging children to be free. And also number two, we have to notice and to acknowledge that we are living in a technological era that is characterized by normalization of a lot of things. Okay, so what children are consuming, doesn't matter if it's cartoons, you find these cartoons have boyfriends. So I go back to the parents. Whoever is raising a child, that child is the utmost responsibility. You have to put aside your work. If your child is misbehaving in another way, you can't start taking overtime from work because the child is an important thing. Okay, so you should decide and say, okay, this week I'm going to work from somewhere else. If it's an option, stay with your child who's misbehaving. Once you leave, then the child starts misbehaving. And if you notice the children that are not these that are boyfriends, it's mostly 100%, okay, 90% of the time, it's from homes that are not disciplined.